Good Morning Football is a production of the NFL in partnership with iHeartRadio.
Hey, what's up, everybody? Hope you had a great weekend. Happy Monday. I'm Will Selman. These are your Good Morning Football headlines from NFL Network. The Eagles had a miserable season last year, going 4-11-1 and finishing in last place in the NFC East. The disastrous results made the team part ways with head coach Doug Peterson, the only head coach, by the way, in that franchise's history to win the Super Bowl. And they've agreed to trade quarterback Carson Wentz to Indy once the new league year starts at 4 p.m. Eastern on March 17th. And another prominent player could be on the move this week. According to NFL Network's Michael Silver, multiple teams have contacted Philly about a trade for three-time Pro Bowl tight end Zach Ertz. Last year, he had a career low in games played, 11, and receiving yards with 335. If Philadelphia can't find a trade partner, releasing the veteran tight end would save them $4.7 million against this year's salary cap. Pennsylvania's other team, you know, the Steelers, recently renegotiated Ben Roethlisberger's deal to help with this season's salary cap, but will the cap crunch cause Big Ben one of his favorite wideouts? Well, according to an article on Steelers.com, free agent receiver Juju Smith-Schuster is unlikely to accept Pittsburgh's best offer. Of course, you can find out what happens with that situation and all of the latest news on who's going where and who is staying put on Free Agency Frenzy starting Sunday, March 14th, only on NFL Network. According to NFL Network insider Ian Rappaport, Chargers starting linebacker Denzel Perryman will test the market and won't re-sign with Los Angeles before the start of free agency. Rap Sheet goes on to report the six-year vet has not ruled out a return to L.A. He had an 83.3 defensive grade by Pro Football Focus in 2020, second among all linebackers with 100-plus defensive snaps. Cardinals wide receiver DeAndre Hopkins certainly made a heck of a first impression in Arizona this past season, finishing second among all wideouts with a little over 1,400 receiving yards. Christian Kirk had just over 600 yards to finish second on the team. Head coach Cliff Kingsbury was asked about adding a consistent number two pass catcher for D-Hop.
Yeah, we're going to try and improve in the best way we can. Free agency is going to be a unique situation this year with a bunch of variables. So any way that we can improve the offense that way, we will. And in the draft as well. It is a deep wide receiver draft, as you can tell. But we're just going to take it one day at a time throughout this process. And any way we can improve, we'll try and improve.
Well, for a look ahead to the draft and free agency 2021, make sure to download the Around the NFL podcast. Well, that's it for me. I hope you have a great week. I'm Will Selman, and those are your Good Morning Football headlines from NFL Network.